Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I want to welcome in Lisa Zerio, Director of Parks and Rec here in Glastonbury. First of all, is there a parade in Glastonbury?
Yes, there is on Monday. The Veterans Servants Commission is having it Monday. Kickoff is at 9 o'clock.
And what is it just like... Is it a lot of tractors and fire trucks? Do they throw candy on the street? I mean, I've never been to the Memorial Day Parade in Glastonbury.
It's very nice. It's very somber. They have the whole unit coming out, and then they follow up at the green with a ceremony.
Oh, good.
It's very respectful. And
in keeping with Memorial Day.
Yes, they do a great job putting it on.
And you've been here for 4 years, and you did this job for a couple of decades in Rocky Hill, correct?
Yes, 3 decades. Yes, in Rocky Hill. And I moved to Glastonbury 23 years ago, and I always said, when Ray Purtell retires, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. So
what drew you to Glastonbury? I mean, because we talked off mic that you were drawn to this area.
Yeah, it's just because, believe it or not, I've always been a park and rec kid. I've always loved our parks, and I've always thought Glastonbury was amazing. I grew up in Rocky Hill, and when I was little, my parents would take me over on the ferry to Glastonbury, and we would drive around, and it was just, I knew when we were moving, I was living in South Windsor at the time, looking for a house, and came upon this house, and we love it.
So what about the community? For me, it's that sort of, on a retail side, everything is here, right? I mean, I'm sort of blown away by the commercial side of things. But then you drive 4 minutes in any direction, and it's like farmland.
Oh, yes, and it's beautiful. And we have so many beautiful properties and parks and open spaces. Great Pond Preserve. We're also very lucky because we have a very strong Eagle Scout candidate program that when someone's looking for a project, so we have like Great Pond Preserve that a young man, Shaus Dawson, went and reblazed all the trails. He did a wonderful job. We have Black Ledge Falls on the other side of town. It'll take you 20 minutes to get there. We had another Eagle Scout, John Nardone, that blazed the trails and made wayfinding signs. So we have so many different parks. And what we did during the pandemic was we were trying to kind of thinking outside the box because we couldn't really have normal typical programs.
Yeah.
So we did a Passport to Parks program, and you came and you picked up a passport and you went to 26 different areas in town, and you kind of did not a scavenger hunt but look at notes of interest, and then we had like a stamp somewhere in the preserve or park you had to find, and then once they fill out their passport, they come in and get a free t-shirt, a beautiful Glastonbury and all the parks and preserves.
We're talking with Lisa Zerio, Director of Parks and Rec here in Glastonbury. Is there a way to gauge numbers? How do you do that in terms of, because I'm assuming that outside and out of doors, things went up during this last stretch.
It definitely did, and actually the number was in the amount of trash that was collected.
That's how you can gauge it?
We had to double the barrels, double the pickups, and when this was going on, there was, you know, some people that didn't usually find the garbage can. So we have a pitch-in program where when community groups were looking for something to do during the pandemic to give back, we would say, you know, go to Riverfront Park, go to Addison Park, go to the high school and pick up litter. But we really did find it not just by driving around, because, you know, that's what you do when you work here and you look and you see all the activities, but you could tell when we had to double our pickups for trash.
Has it normalized, or has it stayed high?
It's still really high.
Yeah.
I mean, we manage the Minichaw Golf Course, and the rounds have tripled since the pandemic because people that picked up golf.
It makes the starters even grumpier.
Yeah. It really
The classically stereotype of the starter. My mindset, no offense to anybody, but the guy is retired and you get him grumpy because they need to do their job. But anyway, I'm sure that they're pleasant at your golf course. Listen, I want to ask you about, in terms of the summer, are we at a normal summer again? Is everything, all your programs are doing what they were doing in 2019?
Yes, we actually are. We're pleased to say that the enrollment for programs are way up. I think parents are feeling more confident. We never stopped running those camp programs, especially in the summer, because we knew
outdoors is better.
Because we also knew, even when we got back into the schools, we knew that parents had to work. So we still offered camp programs. Where some maybe communities shut down their doors, we're like, we're going to make this work. It was, you know, we had to spread the children out and things like that. But we're back to pre-pandemic numbers. The one thing that, if I can make a PSA right now, is we are short lifeguards.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, do you have a I mean, everyone's experienced labor issues, right? And for you, it's lifeguards. And now the lifeguard needs, where are the spots that that you need them? You have pools and ponds?
Yeah, we have Eastbury Pond, and then we have two outdoor pools, Addison and Grange, and then we staff the indoor high school pool for our rec programs. So we staff them throughout. We're probably short about 15 lifeguards.
Out of how many?
60.
Holy cow. Yep. So that's like 20% plus down.
Right.
That's...
And we're offering incentives. If you take the WSI, the Water Safety Instructor course, and they successfully pass it and you know, take a job with us, we will reimburse them that.
What does a lifeguard job pay now in 2022?
So we're paying $16 an hour. We actually raised it last year during the pandemic because we were really struggling. But now that we're going back to regular numbers, I mean, at Addison Park, at the pool, we would see 200 to 400 patrons come to the pool every day.
So what happens if you don't fill those spots? Does that mean you can't open certain sites?
We would have to shorten the hours, and that's something that my staff and I are looking at. We may have to open up later and close earlier. The one thing about Addison that, you know, we're working with the Rotary Club, amazing group in town that have helped pay for a splash pad, and it's actually going to be open in a couple weeks.
Oh, you've never had one?
Had one, yep. They donated $250,000 toward the project. It's amazing, and the pool's open at Addison on Monday, June 13th, and I was there yesterday at the job site. It's going to be really exciting for the community.
And that's for residents only?
It's for, we welcome all, and so there's different rates for either a pool pass or a daily drop-in fee. So it's not just for Glastonbury residents.
Oh, that's great. I love that inclusivity. We're talking with Lisa Zaria, Director of Parks and Rec. I'm just curious, you know, you've done this for your career. How have things changed, you know, over time? Is the job more onerous, less onerous? Are the kids demonstrably different? Do people use it in different ways? I'm just curious because I find it interesting that you give a perspective of more than a generation to this type of job.
Mm-hmm. I think things have changed because, like I said, I grew up being a park and rec kid. I knew I wanted to do this since I was little, where it was your typical basketball, soccer programs and an art class. Now I think with what we offer in our partnerships, like we partner with the Connecticut River Chamber of Commerce, right, for the beautiful riverfront concert series. We partner with Glastonbury Plantings and Partners and all the beautiful planters you see all around town. That's their projects. The medians on 17, they do.
And do they come to you?
They, you know, we've always had a good, even before my time, so I can't take credit, always had a good kind of relationship. The PTOs reach out to us, and we work on, you know, projects. There's a new group, Pollinator Pathway, educate residents about what they could plant in their yards, and they're actually having their first golf tournament on June 10th, which I'll be playing. And so groups come out to us because we are the vehicle to help get the word out, and we all are about education, we're about enrichment and just providing opportunities. So I think it's changed because, you know, since the pandemic, I think people are exploring more outdoors, which is nice.
Well, I want to ask you real quick before we let you go. It's amazing how quickly time flies. Have more, you know, we talked about this whole migration of people came into Connecticut during the pandemic, and maybe the New York, New Jersey plates didn't reach Glastonbury, but are there more families here than there were a couple of years ago? I mean, how has the demographic changed here in Glastonbury?
I think we've always been families and things like that. We've seen a lot of new residents. I know when people come in our door for a pool pass or question or programs, these are families that just have moved to Glastonbury and want to know about our programs. So I've always seen it's been very, you know, family-oriented and welcoming.
But is it trended to get more families, or is it an older population?
I think it's more young families coming in.
Well, Lisa, it's great to meet you. And I love Glastonbury. We go apple picking in Glastonbury every fall. That's where we go, and we try to rotate around to different places. And it's just a beautiful. I have friends who have raised their kids here, too, and gone to Glastonbury High. So I'm sold already on the community. Lisa Zaria, Director of Parks and Rec for the town of Glastonbury. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Yeah, and have a great weekend as well.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.